Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. We are live. What's going on, fam? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. Welcome everybody to the show. I'm super excited for this episode. If you haven't done so yet, head over to theaboutitlife.com. Grab some merch. Also, if you are a fan of the show, it would mean a lot to me if you can leave a review, because it does help with the growth of the podcast and helps with the new people who are listening in. So with that being said, let's jump into it, fam. Let's talk about expectation. A lot of people struggle with expectation. Expecting others to show up for you, expecting others to be loyal to you, expecting others to respond a certain way simply because of what you have done for them, or because of their word, or because they told you they were going to do something. So then you're expecting, just, you know, just by how you feel about yourself, you're expecting this person to do things for you or act a certain way. Here's the problem. The problem with expectations is that we are living in a world where most people expect very little of themselves. They have very little expectations for their own life. One is in their mind constantly questioning itself, always looking for the easy way, always looking for a way out. Thinks about, how can I just call it all quits, right? Because it's life is happening to me, and I'm not controlling the things I have control of. Life is just happening to me. Again, we're breaking down the mind. We're breaking down this process. A mind of one that has very little expectation for itself. So this mind that doubts itself, that questions itself, that is afraid of itself, that's afraid to take action and is afraid of the results of not taking action. Think about the conflict. This mind is the mind that you are expecting to show up for you when it doesn't show up for itself. It doesn't honor its own word, and you're expecting people to honor their word, right? People are in the current position they're in for a reason. I talk about this all the time when it comes to winning players and losing players. Losing players are losing players for a reason. It's universal, right? Winning players all have a certain mentality, philosophy, perspective, things that they prioritize, things that they value that gets them a certain result. Showing up on time, honoring your word, committed to a task until successful, adapting and adjusting, solving problems, right? Healthy conversations with oneself, work ethic, controlling the things that it has control of. Embodying those things, not just listening to the words and being able to regurgitate the information. We're talking about actually embodying these things that are what's best for you. Now, if a mind doesn't really love itself or have, if a mind has a very little self-love and self-respect, how do we expect this mind to show love and respect for you? How? It's impossible, right? So this is what I'm saying. You will always be let down. The inconsistencies will continue because a mind that has very little expectation for itself is battling with what I think I should be versus who I really am. I'm trying to change everything outside of myself instead of myself, says the mind that has very little expectations, right? Very low hopes for the future, right? For itself. This is why you, fam, you need to start focusing on setting the standards high in your own life. That's the only expectations you should be having. You should expect yourself to honor your word, expect yourself to show up the way that you know you need to show up in the healthiest version of you. And control the things that you have control of. Because once you now develop yourself and build yourself up, become aware, you become clear, you start to understand, you start to see things for what it is, not what you wish it was. You start setting the standards high for you, start living at a higher level, you start to become more quality, higher quality. Now you start to see quality. You start to see assets. You start to see what's an asset in your life and what's not. You're able to spot bullshit. Your laser's sharp because you have high expectations on how you live your life when no one's watching. I talked about this in the Invisible Leadership episode. Invisible leadership is when no one is watching, you are leading yourself. These are the conversations you're having with yourself, the things you're willing to accept. Yo, how do you expect, fam, how do we expect? How do we expect one that does not love themselves, does not show up for themselves to show up for you, right? And then there's you expecting others to show up differently than you show up for yourself. Right? Because let's say you are one of those minds that has very little expectations. Let's say that's you. And then you're getting upset at other people who don't honor their word, who don't show up, who are not consistent, who lie to you because they mainly lie to themselves. And if you're someone who lies to yourself and you're getting mad when others lie to you, it's kind of like, ooh, see this? Kind of like a taste of your own medicine, right? So you can't expect the truth from somebody who lies to themselves. We have to look at this, fam. We have to observe this. You can listen to this as one who is studying the mind that has very little expectations for itself. You can view it like as an observer, which is how you should be viewing every episode I do. Or you can see this on the other side as if I'm talking about you and you are the person that I'm talking about. You are the mind that has very little expectation. Depending on how you're looking at this, the number one thing we must focus on is setting high standards for ourselves, living a life on a level where it's pure self-love and self-respect. That's all we're saying here. Doing what's healthiest for your body and mind and making that process fun. A lot of people don't find that fun. Because at the end of the day, if one feels like they're alone being the healthiest version of themselves, they will prioritize the connection of human beings regardless if the connection is low quality. So think about this. The inconsistencies. Oh, I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to get things done. I'm trying to show up for myself in a different way. I'm trying to get it right. And then in the process of growth, while one is growing, getting results, making moves, succeeding, you're getting the results you're getting. And it's like, yeah, you're on momentum. You're climbing. You start to see, wait a minute, the farther up you go, the further away you go from others. Now, what does one really prioritize? Are they prioritizing being able to continue to grow, to be able to turn around and provide value to others? Or are they looking to grow, and they'll be like, wait a minute, this is not what I want. This is not the direction I want to go. Oh, man, no, because it's lonely. like they say, is lonely at the top. All right, but this is all psychological. So one would actually get bored doing what's healthiest for itself. This is why you must embody the expectation. You must embody the standard, right? You can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. That's facts, right? So this is what it is, accepting the consequences of being who you are. That is the value. That is the sign of a winning player. I accept the consequences of being the person that I am. I'm willing to grow because growth is forever. And whatever comes to an end because of it. Whatever happens along the way, I will always adapt and adjust. Keeping those around you who value forever growth, right? Because those who want to stop growing, well, there's a community for everybody. Remember this, fam. There's a community for everyone. There's a community, whatever level you think you're on, whatever it is, there's a community for everyone. And you will always find misery in groups. Always, right? Most people come together to run away from themselves. So listen to this with a mind that's observing, right? You're observing the process of this mind that has very little expectations for itself, very little standards, low standards, has poor habits, poor qualities about itself. It's careless. It's not aware. It just wants to feel, right? It just wants to feel. I just want to feel. I just want to feel it. I just want to feel. Instead of embodying what is truth. Are you following me here, fam? You following me? So we will always find misery in groups. Because misery loves company and misery will always find company. So these are the type of people you are expecting to show up for you. You're expecting these kinds of people to be loyal to you when they're not loyal to themselves. This is eye-opening, fam. You can maneuver amazing when you start to understand and see this in your own life. You can see this. You'll stop expecting things from others. All you will do is control what you have control of, and you set the standards high and say, hey, if you want to participate in this environment or you want to be part of what I'm doing or whatever it is, this is how I live my life. And this, if you're going to be around me, this is what's required. You feel what I'm saying? And people will disqualify themselves. People will disqualify themselves. Or sometimes they will qualify, or they think they're about that life. And then once they get into it, they're like, wait a minute, hold on. This is not the standards that I set for myself, right? So this is very big. This is important. Because I know a lot of people who are suffering right now, who get mad and angry for the wrong reasons. Like, it all makes sense. See, the results you're getting is based on how you feel about you, always. So if you have very little love for yourself, then it makes sense. If you have very little expectations for yourself, it makes sense. All of this makes sense. And this is something that would confuse me in my early 20s, where I would wonder why I'm doing business with certain people that, hey, they told me this, though. I don't understand. And I'm getting upset at these people. Like, yo, man, you're not showing up. What's up? What are you doing? And I'm not making my moves. I'm just allowing this to continue in my life. And I wasted a lot of time being in environments I knew I should have put an end to. Right? There's certain people in your life right now, fam, that have a position that they shouldn't have. They have a position that they shouldn't have. And there's other people in your life that need a promotion. Who are those people? Can you identify those people? That one person who's just in the corner making it happen, silently making it happen, showing up for itself. I got to figure it out. I got to make it happen. I got to show up. Wow. That mindset, that mind, that mentality, that person needs a promotion. While there's those you keep around because you feel bad, or oh, there's history, or this is better to be around this than to be by myself. Again, then, what's the quality of your mind? What are you prioritizing? What are you valuing? So you have to set the standard. You have to set the standard and then control the environments that you're in. Promote yourself first, and then now you look around and say, yo, promote others and disqualify others. It is what it is. To get the results that you want, fam, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to allow people to get the results that they deserve. And look, this is not a problem to a mind that values forever growth. This is not a problem. It's like, cool, yeah, that's for sure. I'm going to get the results I deserve because I'm constantly growing. I'm learning. I'm not looking to hurt myself and call it fun, or I'm not looking to disrespect myself. I'm not going to disrespect myself. A low quality mind, fam, will always disrespect itself for a moment of pleasure, for a tad bit hit of dopamine, of some kind of excitement. I will disrespect myself just to feel. You know what I'm saying? And in your mind, you have this mountain that you've created as a winning player. You've created this mountain in your life. You've set the standards high. You've created these expectations for yourself. This is for you because you love that process and you love the end result of that process. There's always, always something to look forward to every single day of your life. There's always something to look forward to. So here's the conflict, right? The conflict for most people is, we mentioned a few of them. One is you're expecting things from others when they don't even expect those things for themselves, which is insane. Number two, we have to look at your own life and say, why aren't you making the decisions that you know you need to make for yourself, right? You can't expect someone to, you know, treat you how you don't treat yourself. That's. Look, I've said this quote before. We can't expect, well, don't be surprised if people treat you how you treat you. Let me say that again. Do not be surprised when people treat you how you treat you, because you set the tone. You set the standard. You set how we should approach you. Visualize every single person you know in your life right now. Just think about, close your eyes, think about one person. That person has set a standard on how you can approach them, how you can talk to them, what you can talk to them about. Everybody has set a standard because you look at how they treat themselves, right? So for you, you have to look at it like, hey, I can't expect things from others, and then I'm over here doing the opposite, right? And so that's, so number one was expecting things from others, and they don't even expect those things for themselves. So of course it's going to be inconsistent. Of course they're going to always let you down. Of course, there's inconsistencies in that. Number two is you getting yourself to a point where you are setting your own standards, high expectations for you. So now you can spot quality, see value. When you connect with others, there's no conflict because we already know the vibes. We already know the game. We already know what's important, right? There's no conflict in that because we come together to create something that's bigger than ourselves instead of to run away from ourselves. So number three is being able to take control of the environment that you are in. Being able to say, hey man, this is not for me, to promote people and to disqualify people, or to, you know, give them a lesser role. The position that you put this person in your life is like, yo, maybe you have to demote that. You know what I mean? You're the CEO of your life. You are the CEO of your life. The results you're getting make sense. You know what I'm saying, fam? And at the end of the day, because I'm thinking about this now, there's a lot of people that listen to this information that will say, for what? What's this for? If there is no purpose, if there is no mountain that I talked about earlier and I talk about on this podcast all the time, the mountain, of the future that you want to live, of the person that you want to be, on the lifestyle that you want to live, and the way you do it, how you make it happen is the most important thing. Like, how you make your money is more important than how much money you make. How you get there, how you do it. Did you do it step by step? Did you earn it? Did you embody what is being said to the point that you become the information, and then the results are forever because it's who you are and what you do, versus one who does the fake it till they make it, one who's wearing the mask, one who is finessing their way and constantly is feeling doubts within themselves at all times. Then it's like, oh man, is this the day I get revealed? Is this the moment I get revealed? So what I'm telling you, fam, is if you don't have a strong, strong purpose to why you're doing anything, right? If it's not for your family, your future family, if you're not looking to be, you know, create a legacy, or you're not looking to solve problems for those around you, or problems of the world, or even problems in your own mind, then all of this I'm saying is just going to feel like work. All of this I'm saying is going to feel like, oh man, straight loneliness, right? Because look, without a passion, without a purpose, then now I'm in a position where, look, think about this. This is a mind without passion and purpose. I'm going to go into it. So I'm just existing. I'm existing. There's no passion. There's no purpose, meaning there's nothing that's consuming me to the point where I'm constantly being consumed with this thing at all times. So without that, I am going to search for temporary pleasure as much as I possibly can, because that is the thing that gives me the most fulfillment for the moment. Let me do things so I can escape this feeling of emptiness, so I can feel. Now, this person who's going through this cycle is doing temporary things, getting temporary pleasure. The relationships are meaningless. The moves one is making feels meaningless. One's entire existence feels meaningless because there's just nothing that's fully consuming outside of the temporary pleasure. And then you fill it up with drugs, alcohol, you fill it up with entertainment, you fill it up with society. And you create problems because we need problems to solve. So you create problems in your own mind. You create these fantasy problems, or you find relationships to be a part of that create its own problems in that dynamic. Insecurities, jealousies, fears, all these things that's happening in one's life simply because they have not created their own purpose. They have not prioritized that. Now the question is, how do I get to that point? How do I create my own purpose? That's a great question. Well, one must be clear enough to even see. You must be clear. How do you know what you want to give your life to? If you're clouded with these problems in the mind that you're giving your time, energy, and attention to. Think about what I just said. How are you able to give your life to something, to someone, to something bigger than yourself when you are giving that attention to problems in the mind? You're giving that attention to temporary pleasure that's consuming you. You're giving that attention to solving these problems that have been created due to your carelessness, your sickness, your disease, and all these things that have been created because of lack of purpose, right? So now it gets to a place where if you're looking to create your purpose, you have to first, again, set the expectations high for yourself and focus on being the absolute best version of you, which this term is overused. This term has the umph in this term has completely been destroyed. However, being the best version of you means be the most healthiest version of you, being the most clearest version of you, the most aware version of you, where you're showing up for yourself every day, you're making changes every single day, you're adapting and adjusting. You're making moves, you're making the tough decisions, right? You're looking to solve problems. And with that clarity within your own self, you attach yourself to something bigger than yourself. You're able to see. You're able to see and feel. You become extra sensitive because you're not giving that sensitivity to some bullshit that's happening, to something that really doesn't matter at all, but it matters to you because you want it to matter. You want it. You want to feel, right? So this is so clear, fam, because these are the problems that most people are going through. This is the common thing. Lack of purpose, lack of meaning, right? And no one's aware of this, so they're just existing and they're putting themselves in a deeper hole, deeper hole, deeper hole, deeper hole, because it's like, oh, what's this emptiness? I'm trying to fill it up. I'm trying to figure it up. It's constant, forever wanting to fill this thing that feels so empty, right? Then they put themselves in a worse position. And through that process, they realize, holy shit, I've messed up. And for most people, they feel that it's too late. I was unaware while I was making these mistakes to myself. I was unaware. Because by the time you do get clear, you start to see the position you put yourself in, you have to go back and now address all these problems that's been stacked up to the roof. I was going to say to the planet, but it has been stacked up to the roof. All these problems stacked up. You got to go address the problems of the past because you've been ignoring it, which then now that becomes your mission. That becomes your purpose. The purpose is to address the problems in the mind to get back, just to get back to zero, because one is in a negative psychologically. One is in a negative physically. So the purpose now becomes, let me get back to zero so I can build myself up. And then when I'm at zero, I'm in a place where I'm caught up to my problems that has been stacked up. I now can thrive and build on top of that. Think about that, fam. It's powerful. That's the power of setting the expectations for yourself. Where you're not going to allow these problems to roll on to the next day. You're not going to allow yourself to just say, well, you know, it is what it is, setting the bar low for you. No, you should definitely set the expectations high, set the bar high for you. You know, how you treat yourself, others will treat you how you treat you. You set the tone. You determine what's respect and what's disrespect, right? Your vibe, your energy, your walk, just the symbols that you attach yourself to. Music you listen to, how you treat yourself, the clothes you wear. It's like, damn, man, start loving yourself more. Start respecting yourself more. Start walking different, talking different. Don't even look at the other direction. This is what I'm talking about. With your head up high, knowing, man, every move I make, I'm getting closer, 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 closer out this hole that I dug myself in. And then expecting others to be a certain way when they're deep, 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 deep in the hole. They don't even care about themselves. They're having doubts and insecurities with themselves. And then there's you caring up, like, there's you expecting these people to show up in a certain way. It's like, whoa, fam. All you can do is plant seeds and lead by example. All you can do is control what you have control of and influence the future towards a direction. Towards a certain direction that you want it to go. But there's just some people, fam, that things won't register at all. It won't register. No matter how much you can give to someone, it won't hit. Because it's not really hidden for themselves, right? It's like, oh, yeah, I'm getting all this, you know, attention and wisdom or whatever. But it's not penetrating the brain because there's resistance in one's mind. And I'm saying this to you right now. Don't allow these words to bypass you. Don't create resistance in what I'm saying, right? Don't resist these words. Embody it. Feel it. And start working on what's most important. And that's developing yourself and building yourself up to the point where you are addressing these problems and the problems of yesterday, the problems in the mind, the things that are keeping you clouded, the open tabs in your life. You're addressing these things. You're not putting so much, you know, worry in what others are doing, right? You decide the people you want to be around. You decide the people you say, you know what? I don't need this. Right? Let me promote this person up here and let me, you know, bring this person in for another position, right? I don't need this them to have a high position in my life. This is something that you are in control of. This is something that you can do as you make yourself more valuable, as you focus on growing, building yourself up, fam. You are slowly becoming more clear, more clear, more clear, more clear. Then you're able to attach yourself to something bigger than yourself, fam. You become so freaking clear that now you see the world's problems. You see what other people are going through. You start to see human beings. You start to see what's quality because you're now quality. You start to see the assets of the world. So I hope you found this valuable, fam. Listen to this again over and over and over again. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review on the show, and I'll catch you guys next time. I love you all. Peace. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to this show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod, and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.